Merchandising.
Yeah, that's a good way to start this. That lets people know that we're still their regular old friends that don't want anything from them except their money.
Now
what's up?
We've got merch for you.
Go to wehaveconcerns.com/shop and check out the new Brock Life t-shirt, Salmon Cannon t-shirt, Jetpack Rescue Squad t-shirt, so many t-shirts.
Can we?
It's a romantic thing.
I just
thing.
Threw it out there. I got all carried up and thinking about your pecs.
No, I've been feeling it.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I was the only one that was feeling it.
Well, you're not.
We literally.
Now that I know how much you bench.
We just gave like 40% of our listeners exactly what they've been asking for. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Here's an interesting story. This was sent to
you
us.
You say this as though it's going to crush me.
Oh, it's pretty weird.
Okay.
I'll say that.
All right.
So Ben Florianzig sent this in. He is a often and excellent contributor to the show. He's sending stuff to us all the time. wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com.
Thanks, dude. You can also send things to wehaveconcerns.reddit.com and vote on which stories you want to see on the show.
Yeah, Ben sent us three different stories all about the same idea. Because it sounds too crazy to be true, but it is true. Evidently, there are ships full of dead bodies washing up on the shores of Japan. And it's not just one or two. These are primitive wooden ships. They have dozens of dead bodies in them. In 2011, 57 of them were found. In 2012, 47. In 2013, 80 of them washed up on shore or found floating at sea. In 2014, 65. And the current count so far this year is 34. So that's a total of 283 boats in 5 years of dead people that have washed up on Japan. And no one knows exactly what it is.
How old are they? You say primitive. How old are these ships?
Well, they can't really tell. They are wooden ships. So they look very, they're not, they have like a little motor on them. So they're not like ancient,
mm-hmm.
but they are not modern ships. They think they're from, North Korea.
Okay.
Because they have some Korean writing on them and they found like bits of paper, parchment and stuff. But the crazy thing is, they don't know who these people are, why they're there. They don't know if they're refugees that
okay.
we're trying to.
Is it Korean or is it like Sumerian? Are these demon ships? Are these ghosts? Is this ghosts?
Well, everyone that's investigated has mysteriously disappeared.
So... Yes!
No.
No?
No.
Oh, that would have been so good.
It would have been pretty good. They're calling them ghost ships, though. The Japanese Coast Guard has reported on this for many years. They don't know how long those ships have been at sea.
Wow.
They say that when they wash up, everybody has been dead for a long time. Some of the bodies have shown up.
The ships are 50 years old, but the bodies are 200 years
yeah.
old.
Some of the bodies have no heads on them.
Yes.
So that's pretty creepy. But the craziest thing is when they find some of these ships, the most recent ones, the bodies are so decomposed and in poor shape, they can't tell the gender of the people on board. Yeah.
So, okay, but now here's my first question. Having heard all the background information, what kind of fucking third tier investigators are they sending out that don't know anything about anything? What is this bullshit? Because here's what's going on, Jeff.
Yeah.
And here are my main questions.
Go for it.
You go out, you look at these ships. Well, we don't really know how old they are, and we don't know what gender these people. Okay, well, here's what I'd like to know. Why haven't you carbon dated any of this shit? Why haven't you gone and like, oh no, we can't tell because they're decomposed. Like, how bright are you? We're like, you can't find out. We can find remains from thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago and be like, this was clearly an ancient ancestor to the human race, and it was
right.
this tall and it weighed this much and it probably ate this. These motherfuckers are coming up on boats and we can't tell who they are.
Well, evidently it's because they're in such poor condition. Like the most recent one they found,
I think maybe the investigators are in poor condition.
It was capsized. And so,
you know what I'm saying?
We found a ship.
We found a dead bodies again, and you didn't find them, drunk Cosby. we brought you to them. Well, I don't know why you call me drunk Cosby, but I can tell you that these bodies are definitely dead.
Drunk Cosby, you're the worst.
Wow. Dry out.
So they're fairly certain they are North Korean ships, but they don't know what the story is behind them, right? They don't know if these are people that were trying to escape the regime, or the most common theory is that these are actually fishermen.
Fucking ghosts.
And Kim Jong-il, or Kim Jong-un now, I guess, has been pushing the fishing industry to go farther and farther out and go into crazier and crazier waters. And they think that he's just like signing their death warrants and killing all these people, and they just go out and they can't come back until they have a certain amount of fish, and so they are dying by the boat, literally by the boatload.
Now this sounds like, number one, the saddest and most reasonable theory.
Right. But not the coolest.
I would counter with this.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, what if these are fishermen?
Uh-huh.
That went out to sea.
Yes.
Found an enchanted fish.
What?
Or some other being, perhaps a sea harpy.
Ooh, yes. You know, and it sang to them?
Yeah, like maybe it was sirens or something, but
yeah.
Whatever. Maybe they entered into a deal with some supernatural aquatic being.
Yeah, like the Gunga Din.
Yeah, and
the Gungans,
I mean. They were cursed to fish for years and years and years because of some terrible magical deal.
And to this day, their spirits fish still.
They feel compelled to fish until they die.
Yes, and they fish beyond death, and only until they have fished the entire sea will their spirits be set free.
Yes.
They have to keep fishing and keep fishing.
They have to do it. They have no other choice because of magics.
They signed a deal that they wanted to be the world's greatest fisherman, and they want to fish more fish than anyone has ever fished. And what they didn't realize is the downside.
Do you think there are 200 boats full of people that are really like, what I really want is to be the greatest fisherman that ever fished?
Yeah, I think that's a real high point for a lot of people.
Like multiple full boats full of people that are just like, I just want to be the best.
It's a very competitive scene,
the fishing
scene.
I didn't know that they wanted it that
especially
badly.
In North Korea.
Yeah.
It's like South Korea and StarCraft.
Yeah.
It's about the same with fishing in
okay.
North Korea.
Now I get it.
Yeah.
Now I get it. This is creepy weird.
Isn't it?
You know who could probably solve this is if we sent like two teenage boy brother detectives. That's like the mystery of Fisherman's Cove is what this fucking sounds like.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, gee, look at all these dead guys.
I'm not sure they're guys, Harold. I can't really tell the gender of either of them. Do you see any genitalia?
Williker Scott, I sure don't.
Hmm.
But this one seems to have a half-mangled, half-decaying fallopian tube.
Oh, well, I guess it is a female.
What are you kids doing out here?
Oh, sorry, Mr. Withers. Well, we thought we'd help out with the case.
This is police business, and we don't need you guys mucking about down here. Now,
you tell him, Chief.
Yeah, the only reason we allow you to walk around down here at all is because I knew your father, and he was a great detective.
Aw.
But you guys can't keep poking your nose in this business. I can't protect you forever. Isn't that right, Lieutenant?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Well, is it or isn't it?
It is. These kids, you're messing with the crime scene. You gotta go.
Oh, but have you noticed the fallopian tubes?
What?
Of course we noticed the fallopian tube.
I didn't.
The first thing we noticed was the fallopian tube, right,
Chief,
Frank?
Chief, Chief Withers, I didn't notice the fallopian tube, I have to admit.
Oh, Frank!
You gotta look at it, you gotta see all the evidence. Look, there's Korean writing over there.
Those Frank, weird marks, those are Korean writing?
Frank, aren't you Korean?
Well, on my mother's side.
Huh. Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
What are you guys implying?
Wait a minute. Why are you wearing a pirate hat?
Ah, this is what I always wear.
Wait a minute, Frank. I don't think you always wear a pirate hat.
Just last Thursday, remember? You weren't here that day, but I wore it on Thursday.
It's his Thursday pirate hat. Now, you kids get out of here. You're not supposed to be here. It's an official crime scene.
Okay, well, I guess we'll just let you guys go. Bye,
all
then.
Right, bye.
Bye.
Just hide behind this bush and we'll see what happens.
Okay. Pirate Thursday?
Well,
it's
you
not
know,
thing I ever knew about.
I know. I appreciate you covering for me, but can you just let me hold this knife for a second?
Ah! 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 Ah!
fast.
Frank, you just stabbed a ghost fisherman.
Oh, no.
We were wrong about Frank.
You were so wrong.
You were so wrong. Everyone's dying. Huh? They've got the chief.
What's that?
Ghost fishermen.
They're real.
They're pulling us into the water. Oh. This is taking a very no one could have seen it coming. I'm telling you that much.
Oh, Harold, we'll make a pact and we'll never talk about this again.
No.
I don't want to be a detective anymore.
I don't
want to
be a detective.
I don't want to see this much death.
It's the worst.
And that was the case of the
Fisherman's Cove. The first and last case of teen boy detectives. After that, one of them went catatonic.
Yeah, it was really
sad. And
spent
the rest of his life.
The other one, it went really dark. He got into alcohol and had some real bad drug problems.
No one ever believed them.
No,
that's the thing. Ever believed them.
Yeah. It's too bad.
I mean, but it is probably Fisherman Ghost, right?
Yeah, I think that it's got to be Fisherman Ghost, like, right?
I mean, I know it seems very far-fetched, but can you give me Fisherman Ghost? Can we have this?
I just don't like the idea of, even if it's not Fisherman Ghost, if it's literally like, we're going to give you the worst equipped primitive boats, and we're going to send you guys out, and you know what? There's been 50 or 60 boats in the last couple of years that haven't come back. We're just going to keep doing this. We're going to keep on sending people out, not letting them come back. And they're just, you know, like that's wildly inefficient if you ask me.
Now, wait, I am looking up here because I've got to know. So South Korea to Japan.
Right.
Like I'm looking.
Not far.
I'm looking from like Gyeongnam to Fukuoka and like.
As one would,
as
obviously.
One would. Like, that's because we're looking at south to, you know what I mean? Like
I don't know why you had to look that up. You could have just asked me. Like, young man, the fuck look.
It's pretty far, dude.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's pretty far.
So they go out and something bad happens and they die and the freaking current just takes a boat full of dead people to Japan. But it's happened 180 times and they're still, like, sticking with that method of fishing?
Like, what other method of fishing would you like them to use? Other than the boat method.
Let's, like, maybe come up with better boats or in any industry where 187 of something goes out and don't come back.
Yeah.
I think there's a problem.
Sure. But that's why I'm saying it's probably no one's fault. It's probably just some sort of, like, a weird curse.
Well, it's that's the only thing that makes any sense
curse.
At all.
I mean, I would rather live in a world where it's weird ocean curse than just...
Than dictator that forces you to fish until you're dead?
Yeah, don't come back unless you've gotten enough fish.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you'll just be put in a camp. You know what I mean? Like, that's spooky.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, like, I would really love to know the actual age of these ships and the age of these bodies. And I wish that they had put a little more into figuring that out exactly. Although I suppose that... There's probably not just decay, but also like ocean water, seawater,
right?
Like salt and like weird things and wind and
well, one of them was
moisture.
Capsized when they found it, and so there's just like bodies all up in there, and they're all decomposed. I mean, if you can't tell the gender of something, it's pretty bad. It's been pretty, you know, decomposed. It's
or maybe you're just open-minded, Jeff, and you believe that gender is fluid. Like maybe
we can't
you're,
find
maybe
out the gender because we can't have a conversation with them.
Yeah, maybe you're just a dick, Jeff.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah.
This is spooky. Like, what? Can you imagine living in the Japanese town where this keeps happening?
That is a depressing town, man.
Like, maybe it was a happy town until like all of the dead ghost bodies started like rolling up on the sea.
Yeah. We're gonna have to close down the beach again this summer.
This is like some Junji Ito shit.
Yeah.
This is like...
We're going to have to close down that beach again. Oh, no, man. We can't close the beach. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Do we have that?
It's much different for us.
It's much different. Okay, sure.
It's memorializing
Japanese,
the day we made a big mistake.
Okay. It feels like maybe that shouldn't be a beach day. I don't know.
Yeah, but we're going to close down the beach. The point is we're closing down the beach.
You know, with more distance between us and historical events, things aren't so black and white anymore.
No.
It's really just...
It's like my gender. It's not so easily defined.
Understood.
Yeah.
Understood. But, you know, we can't close down the beach. The kids love the beach.
I know they love the beach, but it's too dangerous. There's ghost ships and dead bodies washing up every 15 minutes.
Ah, get out of here, old man. You're just too stuck up and set in your ways.
Yeah, let's party.
Oh, my God. Pirate ghost. Oh, fisherman ghost. They're all over. Oh, they're killing. Oh, no. They've eaten all of our barbecue.
I tried to warn them, Harold. I tried to warn all of them. I know, Harold. Have another whiskey. It's okay, buddy.
See, that's when the teen mystery boys.
Yeah, explain it. If you explain it, that's how you know it was a good bit.
That's when they did that.
That's how you know it worked.
That's when they did that Jaws crossover episode.
Guys. Is it more likely that this is some sort of fisherman's curse or the work of an oppressive governmental regime?
Either way, does it need to be stopped? I mean, at this point, like, how many boats of dead people is too many boats of dead people?
We're just not going to let these boats of dead refugees into the country
just
anymore.
Like, let's not let the dead
Absolutely
people.
Absolutely not. We need a process for vetting these dead boat refugees.
Yes.
We can't just let them up onto our shores.
No,
walk among us.
I think
take our jobs.
How do we trust all the dead people? We can't.
We can't.
And I'm not saying all dead people are the same.
No.
But certain dead people.
Listen,
are ruining it for all the dead
people.
Let's
say you have 1,000 dead jelly beans in a jar.
Right.
And 10 of them are poison. Are you going to serve those dead jelly beans to your dead children?
No way.
No way.
No. And think of the children.
Think of them.
Think of the children.
Alive and dead.
They are. I'm sure in danger from these dead people. In some way,
these dead people are coming for us.
Yes. The only way that there are more dead people is if they recruit dead people by killing people.
And then making them more dead people. I mean, you can see where we can't let these people into the country anymore.
That logic cannot be impugned.
That can't be it. I mean, like, listen, that's just airtight.
It is.
Like a ghost
Solid.
Ship.
Solid like a ghost ship.
Yeah, let us know what you think might be causing this. And how you would feel about your hometown if you were known as the dead ghost ship hometown.
Don't call it that. It's Fukunawa or whatever you said it was.
I don't know that they're...
No, you said it was. I'm just going with what you said it was.
No, I don't know that they're washing up on Fukuoka.
That's what you said.
I'm just taking the southernmost to the northernmost that's closest to Korea.
Well, you said you followed the... You tracked all of the...
I used all of my sensitive instrumentation, and I can say without a doubt...
All the tides? You were looking at tides?
These fucking dead people are coming for our jobs.
And ocean currents?
I know that much.
Yeah.
I crunched all the numbers.
Vote Carboni.
Vote Carboni. No, but let us know if you would live in this town anymore, or if you'd hightail it out, and whether you think it's more likely that it's a curse or
one
a
guy's like,
human rights issue.
One guy's like, hey, everybody!
Jeff, I'm trying to close the fucking
show.
No,
but listen, this is funny.
God damn it.
One guy's like, hey, everybody! Free ships! Free wood ships!
Let us know what you think, and hashtag those free wood ships. It was that important for Jeff to keep the show closed going for another 45 seconds.
Yeah, I had to. Because there's one guy who puts a silver lining on it. It's like, yeah, there's a lot of dead bodies, but, you know, free wood ships.